Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories with editor Kitty Mayo for the Lake County Press. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this kind of gray sort of day? It's been so long since I've seen the sun, I don't think I'm going to blossom.
I'm well, Tom, thanks.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Why don't we start out with our first piece here about a new position with the county HRA, a position being filled by Zach Hallett.
All right. So this is actually pretty exciting. A lot of people will be aware that housing and crisis are two words that have gone together for a long time in Two Harbors, in all of Lake County, and all along the North Shore. Well, realistically, probably all throughout the state. We've certainly felt that squeeze for many years without any measurable solutions coming forward. A new move in there, apparently a real commitment to finding solutions. The Lake County Board of Commissioners created a position. So, you know, that's a big deal. That means we have to come up with funding, we have to come up with a budget for this person, and it's a brand new deal, and we're saying it's important, so we're going to fund that. And so they created a position for executive director of the Lake County Housing and Redevelopment Authority, which is an institution that has existed for quite some time. The county HRA has done lots of good work. Boy, believe me, I don't want to minimize anything that board has done up to this point. Run by volunteers on kind of a shoestring budget. And so this new position that they created a few months ago is now infilled by Zach Hallett with the hopes of really trying to put some juice behind getting more housing and more affordable housing for citizens of Lake County. And I got to sit down and chat with Zach and find out a little bit about him. He is a resident of Duluth. He has a long history of experience in his work life with housing issues. Interestingly, he has spent some years working for D.W. Jones, which is a company that has been sort of highlighted and chosen as a possible option for a new housing project in Two Harbors. So that's kind of cool that he's real familiar with that company. And I think it's going to be real exciting. I hope people get to know Zach and let them know what their priorities are for housing and what they'd like to see him working on.
You bet. And part of this is that Lake County, the entity, Lake County, owns a significant amount of buildable land within the corporate city limits of the city of Two Harbors. And some of this could be land that would be space for residential housing. The issue being that when it's owned by the county, then how do we proceed with building on it inside the city limits when the city has control over how a thing is built? And so there has to be this coordination between the city and the county. And since this housing thing is a big noise now in our area, there will be plenty of work for Mr. Hallett. And and part of it will be working with the city HRA volunteers and the and the city planning and zoning and local herders of money, and I foresee a little extra work for this person now that he's here. This will be a big deal.
It will be. And Tom, I want to just highlight a couple of things, really important things that you touched on in your reply there, and that's that collaboration is going to be really important. You have all these different entities. And I was really pleased that Zach, right away, just out of the gates, started talking about working with the City of Two Harbors, HRA, and the City of Silver Bay, EDA, Economic Development Authority, which serves a very similar function and has many of the same ideas and needs and projects sort of in the offing. And he said, hey, I'll give you a quote, a collaborative approach is going to be the best approach, and that's how I've always worked, said Hallett. So that I find very heartening. There's good people doing good work and with good ideas and good energy. We just have to harness it and collaborate in a way that makes sense. And then the other thing that you touched on was the complexity of making some of these transactions and changes. For instance, if there's Lake County property owned by the county within a city limit, how legally, with all the forms that are necessary, is property transferred or built on by a different entity or different municipality? How does the funding affect that? These are really complex issues. And one thing I'm learning is that some of these really great ideas, creative ideas that are coming forward, all the parties are willing to figure this out. I mean, they really are. Nobody's kind of saying, I don't want to play ball. So the how of it, they've never done some of these creative procedures before. They don't have many examples in the state, certainly not in the county or neighboring counties that are real clear cut of here's how you go through this process to make it work. So they're working on it. But again, you said that correctly, they have a lot to figure out.
Oh, yes. We will be inventing procedures, you might say, and that's going to be part of it as well. And you bet. So what do you think? Should we move on to the next piece about MnDOT and the Highway 61 project being discussed by the Two Harbors City Council?
Yep. So the first meeting of the Two Harbors City Council for this year met on Monday, and there was a lot of sort of housekeeping stuff that always has to happen at a new year and a new council and new council members also. And once they got through all of that, I thought the most interesting conversation that happened was around the Minnesota Department of Transportation Highway 61 corridor project. So as listeners and readers may know, there's been a lot of ups and downs on a roller coaster ride. We heard close to the end of last year, MnDOT said, hey, we've done all the studies. We've held all the meetings. We've been working on this for 2+ years. And here's the plan. And to the tune of some $17 million, here's what we think would work well for the city of Two Harbors. We'll keep this project to, you know, under about 2 years of construction. That's going to be difficult but manageable. Basically from end to end, kind of a redo, kind of a proposal with a lot of feedback from users, from people who live right here in Two Harbors. Then within weeks, MnDOT announced that they didn't have the money to do the project, basically, that they just had a small portion of that, about $6 million, and they asked the city, well, if you can only have a piece of the pie, what piece do you want? Really threw city council for a loop, and they're trying to get their feet back under them and figure out how to not lose any possible funding that might be on the table, as well as how they may proceed to try and procure full funding. Is there a path? Is there a way to get back to where we were just a few weeks ago, where we imagined that we were going to have this kind of awesome redo of the whole strip through town? So that was the discussion. There were a lot of interesting ideas and sort of strategizing how to strategize to get the best possible outcome. A lot of really good questions asked. I thought Mike Castle, brand new counselor, asked a pertinent man of few words, but when he speaks, usually it's worth listening to. Then my experience, a clarifying question that indicated that if the council hesitated for too long, the $6 million that MnDOT is offering for funding right now might just disappear. And that is so. So the strategy right now is to stay in communication with MnDOT, let them know, yes, this council wants a project in Two Harbors. Give us a couple of weeks to kind of sort through this. Keep us on the top of your priority list, basically, for now.
Oh, blinkety blank, bad word, bad word, bad word. the state of Minnesota has a surplus of dollars, billions, and we have one highway going through our town, and every single steering wheel that enters the city limits to go elsewhere has to go on 7th Avenue, and we're going to rebuild it. And if we're going to rebuild it, we have to deal with the utilities that are underneath it as well. And how are these people going to get around that blockage? And it's going to take up the whole thoroughfare. I mean, they're going to do it in pieces.
Mm-hmm. We got to get it done fast. And that's really the push. They're saying that what MnDOT has kind of boiled it down to at this point is, we'll give you the $6 million for the next construction year. We'll do a chunk of it, maybe eventually, probably, but we don't know when there's more money, we will come back and do at least some more of it until it's done. Well, that could be stretched out over many years. It's just so unclear. I think the feeling is this does have to be done. If we can get it all done in 2 years, it's going to be painful, but it has to get done. Okay, end of story. So let's just really try to bear down and get past it. Again, I think that's really interesting what you said, Tom. We're not just talking about our community, but so many that pass through, including state legislatures that own property north of here. I hope they're thinking about that and advocating for getting this done and getting the funding.
It might not be a bad idea to send a letter to every one of those people who has property up here that they're not going to be able to get to it unless the city gets the money to fix the road. Yep. I'm just wound up tighter than a cheap watch right now, and so I think it's better for everyone involved if we just go on to our last piece about the Cub Run dog sledders coming to Lakeview Golf Course.
Yes. Yeah, this is so fun. Okay, for first thing I want to say is the Lake County Press is officially a sponsor of the John Bear Grease Dog Sled Marathon and races, including the Cub Run race. I'm just really tickled about that. That is a brand new newspaper that we were able to work out being a sponsor of this iconic, internationally famous, really amazing race. I'm so tickled about it. And the Cub Run, which is little kids with little sleighs and little dogs, is going to be held on the Lakeview Golf Course right here in Two Harbors. So we have a piece by Katya Gordon just trying to encourage people to go out and watch it. I'm going to read a quote from her. It will make you smile, cheer, and maybe cry. It's going to be so cute. So on the afternoon of the 21st of January, starting at 1:00, viewers can get right up to the finish and right up to the start. And it's really encouraged for people to come out and be a part of that and watch the kids hustle off into the woods and come back and be so excited and thrilled about it. So I'm definitely going to be there. I want to remind listeners to please do not bring your pets to any of the Bear Grease events. You'd think it would be dog friendly, but it's super dog friendly, but only for the participants of the sled dogs. Other dogs are a distraction.
You bet. It would be just like some of us digging up our old sneakers and just deciding to rubberneck in the grandma's marathon, getting in the way of all the runners. You know,
right,
it just ain't cool. Well, this
yep.
should be very interesting. And did you have anything else that you wanted to bring up, or should we just close out?
There's always more to this story, Tom, but I'll save it for next week.
Very good. To all of our listeners at home, then, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And bye for now. And to you, Kitty, as well, thank you, and bye for now.
Thanks, Tom. Bye-bye.